Hare Krishna. Right now I'm sitting by the bank of the Ganga, and we're on the north side of Rishikesh, which means that Ganga Devi is not so wide over here, maybe about 150 meters, very deep, very, very cold, very tasty, very aromatic. We're just drinking her waters. It tastes so very, very nice, very clean, sparkling clean. But swimming in her for a longer period of time, well, it really brings home the point of what's called chilled to the bone. You really get chilled to the bone. And interestingly, we're watching that we came here at 1 o'clock and it's about 3:30 now. And the water has risen about a foot, and I can see from the water line that there's about a 2 meter rise and fall of the Ganga on a daily basis. So I would imagine that during the day, when the glacier melts more, then as the water comes down, the water level rises, and at night, then the water level also recedes. I read this question, very good question, but I can't remember who the person is who asked it, when we go back and I'll post this podcast, then I'll put the name there. But basically the question was the following. It revolved around many podcasts in which I say that chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is all that's necessary for perfection, and that we don't need to chant other types of mantras to enhance our spiritual life. And yet at the same time, on another podcast, I spoke about Nisinga Kavacha and how the Nisinga Kavacha that I recorded about 20 years ago seems to be effectual in helping some people in some places when they're having trouble with ghosts or other things, and how by chanting the Nisinga Kavacha, then devotees can get a measure of protection from the Lord. So the questioner had multiple questions. One of them is, do we need Nisinga Kavacha if we've got the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? And the other is that since I've made the point on different occasions that mantras need to be received in prapra for them to be actually effective, did I receive the Nisinga Kavacha in any particular parampara? And if not, then what's the benefit of chanting it? So firstly, no, I did not receive Nisinga Kavacha in a parampara, but read it in, I can't even remember anymore, what particular scripture is commonly available, and it's commonly known. And we should see Nisinga Kavacha in two ways. One as a specific prayer to the Lord, and the other as a kavacha, as a mantra that has a type of protective effect. Although mantras need to be received in parampara in order for them to ultimately give, be effective, we don't hear such things about prayers. So there are many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other scriptures. Devotees are free to repeat those prayers as means of, number one, glorifying the Lord, and number two, appealing to the Lord in different ways. Our Acharya songs are full of different wonderful prayers, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. Devotees also sing these prayers. There's no official way of receiving them. Of course, we are in parampara, but when we're repeating Narottam Das Thakur's prayers, we don't do so through any form of ritual. So one can glorify the Lord and one can appeal to the Lord through the form of prayer without initiation, without it being received in a disciplic succession. And we see that in Srila Prabhupada's directive to us to sing the Nisinga prayers. We sing the two prayers for protection, Namaste na Nisingaya, and so on. And it's quite interesting how Srila Prabhupada actually brought about, or in 1973, the chanting, when there was some, it was either 73 or 74. Prior to that, devotees weren't chanting those Nisinga prayers. And it was for the protection of the preachers. Whenever a devotee preaches, he automatically comes across so many obstacles to his preaching, and there may be even physical threats to his well-being. So Srila Prabhupada taught us to turn to Lord Nrisimhadev. Why turn to Lord Nrisimhadev? Why not chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Well, two reasons. One is that Lord Nrisimhadev is Bhakti Vikyan. Well, he is the protector of the devotees. He's known as the protector of devotees. A good part of the seventh canto is about how Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to protect Prahlad Maharaj. And since the time that Srila Prabhupada gave us that instruction, a whole culture has really evolved in the Krishna consciousness movement of worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev. In Sridhar Mayapur, we also have Prahlad Nrisimha, and devotees worship Prahlad Nrisimha with another prayer, in addition to the ones that Srila Prabhupada also gave. So Nrisimhadev is known as the protector, and mantras and prayers to Nrisimhadev are therefore given to us to appeal to the Lord to protect us as his servants. Isn't the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra enough? Yes, it is enough. But what reason do we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? And what is the mood in which we chant the Hare Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada said, giving us a simple translation, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage us in your service. In other words, our main mood for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is meant in order to be engaged in Krishna's service in this world, in Krishna's eternal service, to attain love for Krishna, and to go back home, back to Godhead. If we now start also chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in order to attain protection from so many other different things, then we run the risk of this pure approach to chanting Hare Krishna, of just chanting Hare Krishna solely and wholly for attaining love of God. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave us, encouraged us to turn to Lord Nrisimhadev for protection. And that's the same mood in which I also chant the Nrisimha Kavacha. I still chant it on a daily basis, every day, in my puja, in my worship. I chant Nrisimha Kavacha in its entirety. And if other devotees chant either Nrisimha Kavacha or some other prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, either when they're in danger or, as Srila Prabhupada has taught us on a daily basis, regularly, to ask for regular protection, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Then what about the question of receiving the Nrisimha Kavacha in a particular parampara? But the parampara in which one would receive the Nrisimha Kavacha would be a parampara whose destination is Nrisimhaloka or Vaikuntha, where devotees go to worship Lord Nrisimhadev as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to be his eternal servant in that Vaikuntha abode. We're not part of that parampara. We're part of the parampara that's going to Goloka Vrindavan to become one of the servants of the Prajbasis. Still, in order to attain that perfection, to gain protection, we can chant the Nrisimha Kavacha. We will not get that type of siddha. We will not get the perfection of that mantra to go to Vaikuntha, but that's not where we want to go. And we will neither get the same type of benefit that we will get that mantra is received in the Siddhic succession, but we will get benefit. We will get the benefit of Lord Nrisimhadev's attention. We will get the benefit of Lord Nrisimhadev's protection because we are situated in a parampara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to us through Srila Prabhupada, in which we're following Srila Prabhupada's example of turning to Nrisimhadev to serve the purpose of the preaching movement and to serve the purpose of our own parampara, which is to gain protection so that we can affect the chanting of our Hare Krishna mantra. We can give the Hare Krishna Maha mantra to others and in that way go back to Godhead. Even in regards to chanting Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada had told devotees that it won't be the same without initiation. Though someone may get benefit by chanting Hare Krishna, someone will make advancement by getting purification of the heart, by acquiring transcendental knowledge. But ultimately, to gain love of God, to go back home, back to Godhead, one has to do everything that Krishna says, which is not just chant Hare Krishna, but upadikshantite jnanam, take initiation, surrender to a devotee, take the association of Vaishnavas, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on. The Srila Prabhupada said, it is just like going to university. You can sit in on the class and you can get the knowledge, but you can't get the diploma and you can't be a practitioner. So in the same way for chanting Hare Krishna without being initiated, and in the same way chanting the Nrisimha Kavacha without having received it in Guru Parampara. Anyway, to the person who asked that question, I hope that that's satisfactory, and Hare Krishna.